album. And then we had Peter Walker doing Pretty Bird. That was off a CD called Has Anybody Seen Our Freedoms, which, if I'm correct, was recorded in 1966, but not released until 2013. If nothing else this morning, you have a wide variety of vocal styles. Fortunately, I didn't play any of the rare records that have John Fahey singing, but between Bill Monroe, Willie Johnson, Booker White, Son House, Al Haidt, and Peter Walker, you have some interesting takes. At least I think they are. Let me quickly give you a message from one of our underwriters. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies. Cakes and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to eat, study, hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. Okay, we're going to play two-thirds of a cut from Kiki Valera's fine new CD. And that's going to be it for me. That's going to fade out at some point, and you will have Zombo doing 2 hours of pre-Massive Music Weekend, followed by more Massive Music Weekend all the way until Sunday at midnight. Thanks for listening. I will be back next Friday. I will also be back Sunday morning at 8:30 as part of Massive Music Weekend.
WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Started off. That's exactly how you started off with the Kaisers. What you say? And it is the Massive Music, the annual Massive Music Weekend kickoff right here on my show, where I take the 2 hours of my show and do four artists, because Massive Music Weekend, let me tell you what it is. It's this weekend. You tune in, and Massive Music Weekend is on the station of WRCT Friday at noon. So it's going to start at noon to Sunday at midnight. And we'll be spending 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances and five local bands. They're local bands. You can visit WRCT.org to get the full schedule. It's always a lot of fun for our annual music marathon. All right? There you go. There you go with that. So today, I have the kickoff, and then I have my two normal ones, okay? First off, I got to tell you, Zombo in Your Brain Trivia will be at Spirit on Monday. Monday, there you go, 7 to 9. It's going to be fun. Zombo in Your Brain Trivia. Spirit, Monday, 7 to 9. There you go, there with that. Tell us, all right, today we're going to start off with a half hour of the Kaisers from Scotland. They do like beat music, early Beatles sounds, but man, they are really good. They just got back together and put together a new record. And it's called, I forget what that's called. This thing is More from the Kaisers, I think. Anywho, let's just want to play that, or I can tell you what else you're going to hear today. I'll tell you what else you're going to hear today. I don't want to be that short with you. Okay, after the Kaisers, we are going to hear a Ralph Records special. So the bands from Ralph Records, a half hour of like Snake Finger, MX80 Sound, Residence, Tuxedo Moon, Yellow. So that's going to be Fred Frith, all of that, Gary Panther, all of that. And then after the Ralph Records special is going to be the Three Johns. And the Three Johns, one of them, John Langford, doing really nice 80s sort of gothy new wave kind of stuff. Real nice, though, and tasty. And then, a special thing, I'm going to be debuting my new record. That's right, Massive Music Weekend's going to feature a half hour of Mental Machine music, a half hour of my new record's not done yet, but I got a half hour of it done. It's called The Strange Beauty of End Stage Capitalism. And I made an electronic album all about the end stages, the strange beauty of end stage capitalism. And then after that, we're going to do a Monster Rally, a half hour Monster Rally, half hour of Boards of Canada. So there you go. Let's do some Kaiser. Zombo in your brain. RCT. Some that kind of fun.
Bar, to hear some wild guitar. kind of girl. She's gonna two-time you. She's gonna two-time. Kind of girl, she's gonna two-time you. She's gonna two-time. Gonna two time you. She's gonna two time. She's gonna two time. Five, six. You better get wise to a double tip surprise. Seven, eight. A one time her will turn to hate like mine. She's so fine. One her. A girl, she's gonna two-time you. She's gonna two-time. She's gonna two-time. She's the kind of girl, she's gonna two-time you. She's gonna two-time.
That's the thing about the Kaisers. You can play about 80 of their songs in the half hour. That was Wishing Street from the album Wishing Street, which came out in 2017. And then we heard the Alligator Twist. That actually came out on Get Hip Records, local record store, and record label, Squarehead Stomp. We also heard She's Gonna Two-Time You, and That Kind of Fun from the new album, More from the Kaisers, which just came out. So playing the Kaisers. They just got back together. They said, you know, oh, we did all this stuff. I think their last album was 2017. And then they kind of took a break, and they just came back with a really great new record called More from the Kaisers. I've been playing a lot of that. So this first half hour is the Kaisers. Nice 60s beat music kind of sound, brand new. It's really fun to listen to. It's a nice way to start the show off. Then it's going to get a little dark and creepy. We're going to feature the next block, which is going to be at 10:30, is going to be Ralph Records. And that was pretty influential growing up. With Ralph Records. Incredibly wonderful record label out of the San Francisco. And really great avant-garde bands like Tuxedo Moon, Snake Finger, Residence, some really almost like punky sound from MX-80 Sound and Chrome. The label is pretty astounding. It's still around. And this compilation I put together is mostly the stuff from the late 70s, late 70s is when a lot of that came out. Then after that, after the Residence, is going to be a half hour of the Three Johns, and then I'm going to be playing my new record, well, at least how much I got done so far, eight tracks from Mental Machine Music, The Strange Beauty of End Stage Capitalism. And it's pretty interesting to trying to sonically document this bizarre time that we're having, right? It is bizarre. It is bizarre. But, it's always been bizarre. The world's always been nuts. It's always been crazy. It's just that some of the mask of congeniality has been taken off. And now, you know. Just another damn oligarchy superpower. Son of a gun. I hate when that happens. Doggone it. Damn it, Jim. All right. The cool thing is, I don't know if I even need to tell you anything. Just going to hang out. Next week's going to be fun. That's when we get back in to the American Trilogy. It'll be part two of the five-part series, American Trilogy. What This Country's Become. Last week, I did Cruel. It just seems like this country's become five things, more than any other country. We're the cruelest. We're pretty damn cruel. You know, but then again, you stack us up next to Russia, Saudi Arabia. You know, we're part of that axis of evil. Son of a gun, I hate when that happens. You know, are we the baddies now? Damn it, I hate when that happens. So needless to say, the American Trilogy, what this country is forming into, escalating, let's just say. It's always been not that great, not that good. But now it's not gooder. Oh, so anyhow, five-part series. I started off with Cruel. Next week is going to be Stupid. So this country has gotten crueler, stupider, crazier, lazier, and more selfish. And there's the five-part series. Next week is going to be Stupid. All songs about being dumb. You know, like I'm saying. I do have a theory, though. They really need to purge the voting rolls. Anybody who plays scratch-off lottery is not allowed to vote. You already proved yourself that you cannot make a wise decision. They should have like, oh, is it you want these scratch-off lottery tickets or would you rather vote? And I think if you give people the choice between scratch-off lottery tickets and voting, they will take scratch-off lottery tickets. Yeah, there you be. Yeah, there you be with that. All right, more Kaisers in your brain just a little bit. RCT Pittsburgh.
Turn them down. guy.
The Kaisers starting things off. That's Oh Yeah from the Twist with the Kaisers album, which came out in 1999. Holy moly, 26 years ago. From that, we heard, what did we hear before that? Oh, You're Just Too Smart for Me by the Kaisers. Then we heard Hip, Shake, Shimmy, Kitten and then just a little bit, Oh, Kaisers, really neat beat band from, I believe, Scotland. Kind of reimagining the early 60s beat sound. Yeah. You know, kind of like early Beatles, early Jerry and Pacemakers, that kind of stuff. Nice Mersey beat stuff. All right, now, everybody who ever listens to the show knows it's a roller coaster ride, right? You're not going to like everything I play. Matter of fact, I don't know anybody who has the same musical tastes I do. It's like, yeah, I really like that one thing you like, but man, why you like that? Ooh, I like that. Why you like that? So yeah, I know it is a roller coaster ride. But we had some fun stuff from the Kaisers. Going to get a little dark and avant-garde with Ralph Records. Ralph Records came out, I think, like 1972. And I had discovered them in the late 70s. And it was really interesting because it's unlike any other kind of music. It really is. It's avant-garde, but there's some good musical sensibilities to it. And it's fun, but it's dark and creepy. I'm going to start off with some Snake Finger, and he's going to be doing the Kraftwerk tune, The Model, Zombo in Your Brain. This is the Massive Music Weekend kickoff, and this next half hour is going to be celebrating the music, or the early sound of Ralph Records. And then after that, we're going to be, I think, getting into the Three Johns. I don't know, but let's just dig The Model, Snake Finger, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT. By the way, I got to tell you, Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine, Wednesday mornings at 4 o'clock in the morning. So if you're up around then, you can hear exactly what the show sounded like a year ago. And I'll be back at Spirit Monday for Zombo in Your Brain Trivia, 7 o'clock. The Model, Snake Finger, RCT in Your Brain.
time with nothing to do. We'll be right back.
you go, right there. It's Yellow, Y-E-L-L-O. They say they got their name from Yell Hello. That's Yellow. And they actually had that big hit, Oh Yeah. And that was not with Ralph Records. This is from their first record, Solid Pleasure. 1979, The Night Flanger. And that's Boris Blank, Dieter Meyer, and Carlos Peron. And he was with that band. We heard Why Are We Here by MX80 Sound, the blazing guitar sound of Bruce Anderson, who died earlier this year or last year. He's dead, regardless. It doesn't matter what year, but man, the guitar work is just astounding with that band. They have one of the best music videos you'd ever want to see for this song, Why Are We Here? It basically is them in this club, and they're bringing in all their gear. And they're just bringing in all this gear. They're bringing in, they're setting it all up. And then they play the last note of the song, and the video is over. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. Before that, we heard What Use by Tuxedo Moon from their first record, Half Mute. Both around 1978-79. Fantastic to think that that's like almost 50 years ago. Whew. Man. Yeah. Go figure. Zombo in your brain here, and it is Massive Music Weekend kickoff every year. Around this time, we do Massive Music Weekend. It starts at noon o'clock on Fridays and goes all the way to midnight o'clock on Sunday. And since I always kind of have the slots right before it, I make mine a double shot. So I'll be going into noon to 1 o'clock, still all day. I mean, still I'm serial till 1 o'clock, my regular show. But it's going to be blocks of music that I particularly would like you to hear. And some of it you might know, some you might not know, some you might like, some you might absolutely despise. But you know what? It's like when you try something new and you don't like it. At least you know you don't like it. Here, try these octopus testicles. Okay, let me try that. Ugh, these are delicious. All right, well, try these. Oh, man, these chicken beaks are awful. I'm never eating chicken beaks again. Now you know. Now you know. So that's what's going on with that. Ah, man. Should I just play some more music or hang out with you bums? I really should get to work and play. I got some music to play. Fred Frith, What a Dilemma. RCT, In Your Brain, avant-garde guitarist. Fred Frith on Ralph Records.
knotted livery. The buddies play in Fiction Lane.
I'm sitting in a cafe in Rome, watching that microphone. I'm sitting in a cafe in Rome, watching that microphone. And I'm sitting in a motel in France, reading about atomic romance. The big guys on the TV said the Red Brigade just shot on my knee, and the warheads in the ocean, the missiles in the sea. Time to do some nuclear testing. Atomic romance. How do you do it? The guys on the TV said the Red Brigade just lost my knee somewhere. The warheads.
Wonderfully twisted stuff there from Gary Panther. And if that name doesn't sound familiar to you, well, it might. He designed all of the set for Pee-wee's Playhouse when Pee-wee Herman did his TV show, Pee-wee's Playhouse. That was all designed by Gary Panther. And yeah, that's pretty neat. He did some comics, some avant-garde comics called Jimbo, which was always kind of neat. But he was like one of the first what they considered like punk rock graphic artists. And yeah, so there you go. That was from, probably 77, 76, 78. Italian Sunglass Movie, Gary Panther. Before that, Ronaldo and the Loaf with Ted's Reverie. And Ronaldo and Loaf just once again got back together again and put together some stuff. It's just nice. It's nice to see a lot of these bands, a lot of these performers actually say, you know what, I want to pick up my stuff and do something again. And before that, we heard Amber by The Residents. And The Residents are still, or The Resident, I think it's just one guy left. The Residents still have another new record. That was like record number 3,000. That was Amber from the Commercial record, which was really a mind-opening record for me. I remember hearing that in high school, just out of high school. And it was a Commercial album. They did 30, did they do 30? Yeah, no, they did 60. Yeah, I forget. It was 15. Yeah, it was 30 aside. I think they did like 40. They did 41 minute songs, exactly 1 minute. And then they said, we can't get anybody to play our music. So they would buy radio time. And since they did that, the FCC did change they said, you just can't buy a minute of time and play whatever you want. It has to be a commercial. But they did the Commercial album. And it was 41-minute songs that they would actually buy time on the record radio station and play the song. So that's really amazing record. Before that, Fred Frith from his album Gravity. What a Dilemma. And that was probably from 76, 77, too. All on Ralph Records. That was a Ralph Records set. Now we're going to get into the Three Johns. Three Johns, one of the Johns being John Langford from the Mekons. Real fun, catchy, like almost goth pop stuff I want to play for you. Then at 11:30, I'll be debuting my new record. You might not like it, but I have very wild tastes. So it's basically kind of a combination of Phil Glass, Brian Eno, Residents, and Kraftwerk. So I don't know if it's anything you're going to like, but the Mental Machine music, half hour at 11:30, my new record, The Strange Beauty of End Stage Capitalism. But for right now, let's dig some Three Johns, Soul Down the River. The massive music weekend kickoff here, Zombo in Your Brain.